you going, Lee?
You've had a little bit of a trip to Victoria.
I did. I was in East Melbourne last week at Solar Edge HQ and checking out the new products coming through, some of which I'm not allowed to talk about just yet. But to say it's an exciting time to be alive, Lee, would be an understatement.
And no doubt you got to meet the team behind the product?
I did. And did you know there is 44 people in product support in Australia? And they also can lean on tech support of their other offices around the world as well. So, you know, it's pretty impressive. And I also got to meet the Australian compliance team. That's all engineer-type people. And as you'd imagine, I like talking engineer-type people. They do all the R&D to make the products meet our standards, which have quite a lot of different requirements than what, say, the rest of the world would ask for in their products. A very slick and impressive operation, but I wouldn't expect anything less from SolarEdge, as they're one of the biggest brands. And once again, they've proven how committed they are to servicing the Australian market and reinforces why they've been our number one inverter choice for 12 years. Hopefully, though, mate, in the not-too-distant future on Power Savers, I can reveal all the secret squirrel stuff, so just watch this space.
Tell us about solar panel recycling.
That's right, mate. So we often hear the naysayers talk about solar panels being a potential environmental nightmare at the end of their serviceable lifespan. Sounds horrific. Which, to be fair, even if every solar panel did end up in landfill, it would not even be 1% of the damage of what coal and oil and gas does to the environment.
Adrian, solar panels have an end-of-life value, and people are cottoning onto this, though, aren't they?
That's it, mate. They certainly are. There's a new company called Solar Recovery, and that's opening up two new recycling plants in Queensland using new technology from Europe. And they also have plans to roll out more facilities nationwide.
Is it fair to say that new process is even more advanced than the methods, I guess, of breaking down the laminate?
Yeah, that's right. The laminate's always been really the hardest part to achieve. But this new process, they're looking at recovering 99% of the materials, and they're going to be recovered and separated and able to be reused or repurposed. And this could even include new solar panels, Lee. Renewable energy becomes even more renewables. Make a solar panel, it sits in the sun for 20-odd years, collects heaps of power, gets recycled, makes another solar panel, and so on and so forth. And with an estimated 100,000 tonnes of used solar panels set to be available for recovery by 2035, there will be plenty of raw materials for these plants to consume. Now, just to put that into perspective, coal industry consumes around 129 million tonnes of coal per year in Australia, so that's burnt in Australia, and which is going to equate to roughly around about the same weight in waste in one form or another. 100,000 tonnes of potential waste over 13 years for solar panels, or 129 million tonne of waste in 1 year for coal. And now with solar panel recycling getting huge momentum, that 100,000 tonne of potential waste will turn into 100,000 tonne of reusable. Like, it's a no-brainer. Solar Recovery will join six other solar panel manufacturing or recycling businesses currently operating in Australia.
And next time you see the Coal Brigade chastising renewables for their waste at the end of life, just ask them when first coal recycling plant is going in.
That's right, mate. You can only burn it once, that's for sure. Yeah, you might have felt them too, Lee. A few cold nights here and there, hasn't there? So, look, that's just a reminder to us that winter is just over the horizon. So now is the time you're thinking about getting your heat pump serviced or replaced. Might have been time to make that old-fashioned inefficient direct electric heater redundant or get the latest LG reverse cycle heat pump installed to lower your bills and keep you toasty warm.
Some people just leave their heating requirements till it's freezing cold. Too late.
You're not wrong. The fact that you are cold and uncomfortable is the call to action to do something. Now, if you had an uncomfortable winter last year, well, unless you do something, I'm tipping this year you won't be much better. Plus, we offer the LG range of heat pumps, and they've been sweeping the Choice Awards for the most efficient on the market for several years now, and they offer a 10-year compressor warranty, which gives some peace of mind. Not only will you be warm and your power bill's low, but they will be for quite some time in the future. I don't know about you, mate, but let's get ahead of winter and get your heating needs sorted out for this year and all the other years going forward, to be fair.
We must be ahead of the curve, and I notice the temperatures will dip once we lose daylight savings too. Now, where do we find you at DMS Energy?
And drop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or give us a call on 1300 502 599. Or if you'd like, look for us on Facebook. Drop me a question on Messenger, or, you know, we're very easy to get in touch with. And if you've got any questions you'd like me to answer here on Power Savers, just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to answer them on air.
Good on you, Adrian and Luke. We'll have more Power Savers in 7 days' time. Enjoy your day and week.
Thanks again.